Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Israel says it has killed a senior Hamas official in a strike on a block of flats in Gaza City. Abu Obeidah was a spokesman for the military wing of the group and a prominent figure throughout the Middle East for two decades. Hamas has not yet confirmed his death. From Jerusalem, here's Emir Nader.
He'd become known across the Middle East as really one of the most prominent figures from Hamas's military wing. His killing will be a significant blow to Hamas, a symbolic blow. We've been speaking to some residents from Gaza City who described the terrifying series of Israeli airstrikes on an apartment block in Gaza City. And we've seen some of the aftermath, the videos of the street filled with dust, chaos, children covered in blood. The Israeli Minister of Defense praised the Israeli military and intelligence for what he called a flawless operation.
The United Nations says Yemen's Houthis have arrested at least 11 of its staff in raids on offices in the capital Sana'a and the port city of Hodeidah. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned what he called the arbitrary detentions as well as the forced entry into the premises of the World Food Programme. The Houthis have reportedly accused UN staff of collaborating with Israel, which the UN strongly denies. A woman has been attacked and burnt to death by a mob in central Nigeria for alleged blasphemous comments against the Prophet Muhammad. The killing has sparked renewed outrage over mob justice in the country. The BBC's Chrissy Walker reports.
According to the Nigerian police, the woman, identified as a food vendor named Amaye, was attacked and set alight by a mob in the Kasuangaruba community on Saturday evening. Local reports suggest the incident began when a customer jokingly proposed marriage to the woman, citing Islamic tradition. Her alleged response was considered blasphemous. An angry mob attacked and killed her, while the authorities were unable to protect her.
New York City's former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, is being treated in hospital after a car accident in the U.S. state of New Hampshire. In a statement on social media, his head of security said the car was struck from behind at high speed while travelling on a highway. Camilla Mills has more details.
Michael Ragusa said that prior to the accident, Rudy Giuliani had been flagged down by a woman who was the victim of a domestic violence incident. Mr. Giuliani reportedly remained at the scene until police arrived to ensure her safety. Following this, his car was struck from behind. The former mayor is being treated for multiple injuries, including a fractured thoracic vertebrae. Investigators say they have identified the driver who allegedly struck Mr. Giuliani's car, although no charges have been filed.
Camilla Mills reporting. This is the World News from the BBC. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a suspect has been arrested following the murder of a prominent Ukrainian politician on Saturday. Andriy Paroby was shot dead in the western city of Lviv. Officials said the suspect had given an initial testimony. They said the attack had been carefully planned, the victim's movements were studied, a route was mapped out and an escape plan was thought through. A judge in the United States has blocked the Trump administration's plans to deport hundreds of Guatemalan children. The ruling came as some of the children had already been on board planes to be repatriated. Leonardo Rocha reports.
An emergency motion was filed in the early hours of Sunday by a pro-immigration group, which argued that the move was illegal. Their aim was to halt the imminent return of a group of 10 children to Guatemala. But the motion issued by a federal judge in Washington, D.C., applies to hundreds of children in the same situation. They all arrived in the United States alone and for that reason were being kept in the custody of the U.S. Health Department. The Trump administration said they were being returned to their families.
French prosecutors say a man and a boy have been arrested in Paris with jewellery worth $12 million. They say the pair were stopped as they got off a train at the Gare de Lyon on Saturday. According to the prosecutors, one of the suspects had hidden various items in his underpants, including a necklace worth $6 million, earrings and a Rolex watch. The Polish tennis player Kamil Majszak has met a young fan who had a cap the player was giving him snatched away at the US Open. Footage showed the boy reaching out to receive Majszak's cap from him, only for the man standing next to him to grab it. The player tracked down the boy and presented him with a new cap. Those are the latest headlines from BBC World News.